Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip and I'm back in my office. I'm back in my office, but not for long. I've got to go and pick the car up. That was an absolute disaster yesterday. I don't know what it was that was wrong with it. Making a horrendous noise. But my man has had it and put it up on the things, and I've got to go and collect it about 1 o'clock. Then I've got to get up to London for an appointment. So having lost yesterday, I'm a bit behind the eight ball. I don't mean lost money, I mean having lost the day by being stuck in a lay-by. Anyway, let's crack on. I've got a couple of bits of football. I've done all the ultimate stuff, etc., and all the website stuff. That's all done. I didn't sleep last night either with flipping jet lag. So I was whiling away, hours away, to get the football process started, I'm not going to lie. I will pay for that this evening. Right, but football-wise, I have a couple for you. I have a first-half goal at Rodez versus Le Havre in French League 2 at 7 o'clock. Usual form, if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, start getting involved, backing over, laying under, dripping it in, doing whatever you wish to do. And in French League 1, Marseille versus Brest, kicking off at 7:45, over 1.5 on that one. So Marseille-Brest over 1.5. Usual 0-0, 20-25 minutes, back over 1.5, drip it in, and you remove your liability on the on goals if you wish to. If a first half goal, a lot of people are just letting it ride, a lot of people are just backing these straight. Arsenal, eh? Emery's gone. I didn't see the game last night. I saw a picture of the stadium, looked horrendous. Hopefully Poch in, that's what I want to see. I want to see Poch in, because the guy is not a winner. So hopefully they don't get Allegri and they go Poch in. I don't get why they want the Wolves guy. I just don't know why these people don't, you know, you need winners. I don't care what anybody says. I know it's all very well say giving Eddie Howe a chance and that. Clubs like Arsenal, they just can't take that chance. You need a proven winner. But I'm hoping that they are pulling all the stops to get Poch. Genuinely, people think I'm mad. He is not a winner. Have him. Watch, see where you are in 2 years' time. You'll be absolutely nowhere. Get him in there quickly. What else is there? What else? I just haven't got a lot of time today, unfortunately, to cover the things I wanted to cover. Let's have a look at the horses. I haven't even got to that bit for you. Hold on a second. Had another nice winner yesterday. Unlucky. The other one went to 1.07 as well and got beat. Finished second. I did say win and place, so we didn't do our cods on that. But I thought it was going to be all over the line on the in running, I have to say. How these people do this in running, I do not know. Right, I've got... I've lost me flipping... My desktop's logged me out. What is going on? I'm having all sorts here now, boys and girls. Where's that gone? Right, sorry about that. My VPS just packed up. Don't know why that would be. And now I'm having all sorts of what is going on here. Gremlins, I'm having one of them weeks. There, Chris Jones is laughing away. I'm having one of them weeks when it all goes wrong. Right, we're back. We're back in the game. What was that noise? Oh, God. Right, we have got 5 o'clock at Kempton. On the right track. Small win and place. 5 o'clock at Kempton, small win and place. And I think I've got one. What, need to find the race, 5:45, wherever that is. Horse racing, today's card. 5:45 is at Dundalk. 5:45 at Dundalk. The Mouse Doctor win and place. That's a weak market at the minute, but the Mouse Doctor win and place. So 5:45 at Dundalk, the Mouse Doctor win and place. 5 o'clock Kempton on the right track. I get on the right track very soon. Win and place. Trading group, I've sent you a couple of messages this morning. Nothing till 7 tonight. I will get in touch with you as soon as I get back from London, or maybe even while I'm up there, with a couple of bits. Everything else is back to normal. Get my car and then I will be in all weekend, not doing anything, getting caught up with things, getting everything back where it should be, and off we go. Do I feel like I've had a holiday? No, I don't, but we did enjoy it. It was just nice for Sam and I to get away, just the two of us, and have a bit of time together, I'll be honest. We did have a laugh. Lots of things, lots of entertaining moments, but I'll get to them. It's a fucking weird country, that America. It really is. I haven't caught up with what's going on here yet, but I'm still maintaining my line. If the Prime Ministerial Office of this country is held by a fucking lying idiot like that, then there is little hope left, no matter what people think. It is. I don't get the attitude of, well, Corbyn's crap, so we're going to vote for him anyway. The guy's a disgrace, but there you go. He is an absolute fucking disgrace. That, and what was Gove doing last night? I saw that turning up at that Channel 4 thing, like trying to make out. Well, fuck off, mate. What are you doing? Honestly, as somebody put this morning, it would be like me turning up at Tottenham demanding a game. You know it's not going to happen. And taking a camera crew along with me. Look at this. They won't let me play. Behave yourself. Honestly, the state of this fucking country's politics, it is a fucking shambolic mess. And people are out there voting for these fucking idiots. The people from fucking fought for the right to vote be turning in their grave that this is what we've come to. Honestly. Right, crack on. Have a lovely day. See, I got myself all depressed with that bit. Right, I've got to go and pick my car up. I'll be back in touch with you trading guys later on. Have a good day. Have a good Friday. Let's all be cheerful. Have a good Friday. Emery out. Potch in we go. And I'll be back with you. I've got loads for next week. Genuinely, I'll be a bit more organised, be able to sit in my office. I've got nothing on at all next week. I think I've got one day I've got to go out. So I'm going to be home all week and I'm going to fill you with all news. I'm going to fill you with betting advice. It's going to be amazing. Right, have a great, Friday. And I'll speak to you all tomorrow morning.